Did the fathers always agree with each other?
Boy, did they not always agree. The ancient world was a tumultuous one, just like our world today is, and there were a lot of disagreements, both among non-Christians and among Christians. Some of these differences were theological in nature. For example, in North Africa, St. Cyprian of Carthage was of the opinion that baptisms performed by heretical sects were not valid. What this meant is that if someone wanted to become an Orthodox Catholic after having been baptized in a non-Catholic sect, is that the person would have to be rebaptized. This was not the opinion, however, of Pope Stephen I over in Rome across the water from Carthage. And Pope Stephen's view, like that of the Catholic Church today, is that it's possible for baptisms to be validly administered outside of full communion with the Catholic Church. Well, this was a significant theological controversy at the time, and St. Cyprian and many of his North African allied bishops were opposed to Pope Stephen on the matter. Eventually, though, Pope Stephen's viewpoint won out, and we no longer consider this a major theological question these days. This shows us the value of having an active magisterium that's capable of settling theological issues like these. And it's one of the reasons that it's okay for the early church fathers to have disagreements on various subjects, because eventually the Holy Spirit, through the magisterium, leads the church into the fullness of truth, just as Jesus said he would. There were also disagreements of a more personal nature among the church fathers. One of the most famous was a dispute that broke out between St. Jerome and a gentleman named Rufinus. Rufinus was a friend of St. Jerome's. In fact, the two of them were really bosom buddies. They very much liked each other, very much supported each other, but eventually they had a falling out, and it became bitter. In fact, it became so bitter that St. Augustine wrote Jerome a letter telling him that if the two of them didn't reconcile with each other, then from henceforth it would be impossible for any man to regard a friend with a feeling of safety, that if two friends like Jerome and Rufinus could have such a bitter falling out, every man would have to look at every friend of his as a potential enemy. Well, that was one dispute of the time. There were others, too. Some of the church fathers had sharp-edged personalities, you might say. For example, St. Cyprian of Alexandria and St. Basil of Caesarea were notoriously hot-tempered and could act like bullies at times. What this shows us, because they're also saints, is that God can make us saints in spite of our flaws.